This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan residents suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder will now be able to get medical marijuana cards in Michigan. Here to tell us more is Jake Neer, State Capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. So, Jake, how did the Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Department decide to add PTSD to the state's medical marijuana program?
What happened is there was just overwhelming public testimony from people who have PTSD, whether or not they're veterans or if they're victims of rape or sexual assault or other tragic stories that they got up and shared with the review panel. And as you might know, the review panel is almost entirely made up of physicians and medical professionals. Mm. And there's a very, very high bar to get a condition approved. And so with PTSD, it just seemed like with the overwhelming testimony and with some of the physicians that sit on the board with their personal experience with patients, they say that with patients that use medical marijuana for other conditions like chronic pain but also have PTSD, that it helps. And so it just seemed like there was a general consensus amongst at least a majority of the people on the panel that this is just something little that we can do for people that are really have suffered tragedies and really need this to treat their symptoms. And then the director of licensing and regulatory affairs, Steve Arwood, basically deferred to their judgment. He didn't actually seem all that enthusiastic about approving it, but he said that he doesn't believe that it's really up to me to decide. I'm going to leave this up to the medical professionals to make that call.
Well, now about the vets, is there still not a question about that's using medical marijuana without threatening their federal veterans' benefits? Is that up for debate?
Well, in his letter of approval, Steve Arwood basically urged, veterans who, when we think of PTSD, we often think of people who have been in traumatic war situations.
Yes.
Overseas. And he said, for veterans, please go to your VA, talk to a Veterans Affairs officer, and make sure that if you do use marijuana, whether it's for medical purposes legally now if you decide to go that route, mm-hmm. that it is okay. So I don't know if it's settled whether or not the VA or any other organizations or the federal government will make exceptions for these situations. It's yet to be seen at this point.
And finally, Jake, is Lansing debating any other conditions now that PTSD has been added? Anything else in the pipeline?
There's nothing in the pipeline right now, as far as I know, although some members of the board and some medical marijuana advocates have said they want to bring up some conditions that had been brought up in the past but didn't get through, autism being one example. And, it's basically up to people out there in the public to put in these petitions, to put them in front of the board and see if they can get through and be added to the program. But as I said earlier, the bar is set very high, and it's not easy to get a condition approved, especially, and I should mention, this is the first mental health condition that's been added to the state's medical marijuana program. So it's, again, not easy to get something like this through.
Jake Neer, State Capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Cindy.